AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's nominee for Surgeon General, wellness influencer and entrepreneur Dr. Casey Means testified at a Senate confirmation hearing at Donahue on how it went.
Means is not currently an active physician. She was asked about measles and flu shots.
I believe vaccines save lives. I believe they're an important part of public health.
Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine asked Means, does
the flu vaccine has efficacy in reducing serious injury or hospitalization? This is an easy one, doctor. This is an easy one.
Her eventual answer.
I support the CDC's guidance on the flu vaccine.
Means told senators her vision is to address the root causes of chronic disease.
Our nation is angry, exhausted, and hurting from preventable diseases.
Means' disillusionment with traditional medicine drove her to a career in which she promoted various products at times without disclosing how she could benefit financially. At Donahue, Washington.
Cuba now says 10 people on a boat that opened fire on its soldiers were armed Cubans living in the U.S., and it alleges they were trying to infiltrate the island and unleash terrorism. Earlier, Cuba's Interior Ministry said its soldiers killed four of the people and wounded six others after they entered Cuban waters. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is gathering its own information. Iran's accusing President Trump of big lies following his State of the Union address.
They're working to build missiles that will soon reach the United States of America.
The tensions come ahead of talks in Geneva over Tehran's nuclear program, and as the U.S. has assembled its biggest deployment of aircraft and warships in the Middle East in decades. And the Justice Department says it's reviewing whether any Jeffrey Epstein-related records were mistakenly withheld. This after several news organizations reported uncorroborated accusations made by a woman against President Trump were not among records released. This is AP News. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees are out. Sagamagani has a look.
Among the 10 first-timers, Phil Collins, who is already in the hall with Genesis. Here and now. The late Luther Vandross. Lauryn Hill, the first hip-hop artist to win an Album of the Year Grammy. I need you tonight. INXS is also nominated for the first time, with others including Melissa Etheridge, Shakira, and Wu-Tang Clan. Mariah Carey's nominated for a third time. Sade for a second. The Black Crowes are back, with Iron Maiden, Oasis, Billy Idol, and others. I'm Sagar Megan.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.